Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your girl, Martha D. Staub, owner of MDMC Entertainment. And it has been a hot minute since I have been here. Let me check on something real quick. I did not prepare for this. I did not prepare for this live at all. It is interesting. It has been a while since I've been here, and I feel so bad because I just kind of up and left, and really, I didn't say much. Just kind of bounced. Let me see here. We already have a comment, and it's of course from MDMC East. Eddie, what's going on? So I want to just let you guys know, it has been since my last episode of Business Building and Beyond was 3 months ago, and it was episode 14, September 16th, 2021. So it's been a hot minute since I've been here. I want to apologize, but I also want to tell you what's going on. First things first, Happy New Year. We did not do last year, I think we did, or the year before, we did, Lewis and I did a Christmas episode, and we went on and just said, you know, all of our cool things, and then we did a New Year's episode. We did a lot of video last year, and I didn't do any of that this year. If you follow the MDMC accounts, you saw my Christmas address that I sent out, and I thanked all the people involved in MDMC's success. I can recap it for you for a little bit. it's been nuts, but last year we had our we started our internship program in the spring of last year, and so we've had, luckily, consistently interns coming through MDMC through this entire time. And I'll go through the list. We had Josh, we had Ayushi, Addie, Taylor, and Jacqueline. MDMC East is still out there working. So we've been consistently busy, right at the very end of, the last two quarters of the year. We did LAX Fan Fest, where we had, D'Lo Brown as our guest, and he was fantastic. Actually, for those that did get a Christmas card, D'Lo Brown in the house. Oh yeah. And I also got professional photos taken, but, yeah, and there's me with the team of my interns with D'Lo Brown. That was a fantastic show. We did so good there. LAX Fan Fest is run by Victor of Gemini Sports Cards. Go check him out. You can find him on Instagram at LAX Fan Fest. And then towards the end of that year, we've just been traveling a lot. I think August was really when we ramped up a lot of things. We went to Vegas for the 55th away mission. I went up to Seattle to go spend some time with a dear contributor of MDMC. We do a lot of work for this person, and so we're very thankful for this person because MDMC has been able to flourish in a way that I never thought it would flourish before. So thank you, up in Seattle. And then, of course, what else did we do? We went to Dallas. J. Pre Fashion and Beau Diamante owner Jennifer Marcus had her very first fashion show for J. Pre, which was really exciting. I flew out to that, got my hair done, went blonde a little bit. That was a lot of fun. The Marcus Brands is what Jennifer's company is. I'm actually going to get on the phone with her here in a little bit. We have a lot of business to talk about because the Dallas market for MDMC is growing. Jennifer is definitely getting some crazy, getting any visibility. Yep, see, I got an email. sorry, guys. There has been a lot of stuff in the pipeline and a lot of things that are going on. So it's just been nuts. So Dallas is growing for us. And then we did Rhode Island Comic Con. And that was fun. And got to go and really network with some people and some agents and things like that. And then I spent some time in New York, got some professional photos done, and things like that. So it's been wild. It's been interesting. And, you know, it's just been, you know, I've been doing videos of my travels on the MDMC channel, but I just have not done a business building episode in a while. So, I apologize. You know, this show is connected to our podcast, and, you know, my podcast airwaves have been, vacant. So, I'm sitting here trying to figure out a way to do this in a way that is beneficial to you guys and also, beneficial to us as well. Obviously want to, I kind of held, I'm going to be really honest with you. I kind of held back a lot from doing a lot of these shows because one, the work schedule is just, it's quadrupled. I don't have time to be here anymore. I think when we first started Business Building and Beyond, we were only focused on like two clients, three clients, and now we're focused on 15. So, and I know a lot of you at home are probably like, well, you have help, you have interns. I said, I do, but you know, there's still a lot of things on my end that just are not, that I can't pass on to somebody else. It has to have my eyes on it, and it has to have my stamp of approval on it. So, growing a business is tough, and that's probably, one of the biggest things that businesses face. Now I'm in that position where we are scaling upward, but now we need to scale and continue growing. So the more that you grow, the more money you have to spend to keep on this level. And is it worth spending the money and then growing? It's an interesting, segue. And then another thing, so we rang in the new year. I actually went back to New Mexico for New Year's, spent the New Year's with my mom and my family, and then came back. Co-CEO was sick and, didn't know what he had. I had to come back. This new year for me, has had a lot of changes, with some dynamics that I've had to prepare for. This week has been exhausting because there's a lot of things that we have to show people that what we do and how we do it, and it's been interesting. Yeah, so basically, I came home to a sick co-CEO and come to find out we got COVID. So that sucked. So we are I still have a little bit of a cough, but we are getting over that. I tested positive last Friday. It is now Thursday. I've been sick since Wednesday the 5th, so it is now the 13th. So it's been a full week. So it's been a full 8 days. COVID is no joke. I never thought I'd get it, to be honest with you. I just didn't think that... you know, because we'd just been so careful, and even though I was traveling a lot and stuff, I just never thought I'd catch it, and then I totally did. I just happened to come home, and co-CEO got it first, and then gave it to me. How lovely! But it's over and done with now, for the most part. I'm still a little fatigued and just a little bit of a cough, but it is what it is. So going into 2022. What else do we have going on? We have, there's a lot of things I can't talk about yet. we are going to be attending some more shows, as vendors. We will return for LAX Fan Fest. We did really great at the last one. We will be working with some talent again, and we are working with some new talent, just for digital marketing purposes, that we've acquired as clients. Our client list has grown tremendously without even trying, really. We're just sitting here working, and just stuff gets thrown on us, and I'm just, like, thankful. We have picked up a new client in the restaurant and bar industry, and that's the Jolly Joker Tavern located in San Diego. You know, we've worked in, well, I've personally worked in that industry before, but not under the MDMC banner. So to have something like the Jolly Joker is actually really cool. I'm hoping that opens the door to other amazing restaurants and bars and stuff. So it's kind of cool. You know, I think last year we started working in cannabis, and, you know, our networks are just growing and growing and growing. I have a projection of where I want MDMC to go in the next 2 years. This year for sure will be huge. I cannot specify exactly what that means. Sorry. There's some things in the works right now. As soon as I can test negatively and leave the house, I will. And get some of those things done. I was originally supposed to have something this month, but because I got sick, it's on hold. So, but don't worry, you'll see it all over social media here soon. And then, of course, some of the shows that we'll be attending. I will be returning to Dallas again. We do have our second largest client out there. The Marcus brands are growing. I can't really go into detail as to what they're growing into just yet. About to have that meeting here in a minute. And we are currently hiring for another intern here soon. I do have that listing out on LinkedIn. You can go to MDMC Entertainment. You can find us as a company page there. And then you can apply if you are a college student. If you're not a college student, keep walking. we're paying by college credit only. So that's pretty much it. I feel bad. I haven't done a toy review. I haven't done any other reviews. I think the last videos you've seen, I think, was my New York tour. MDMC East is coming out with videos. They're doing Pokemon videos and unboxings and things like that. And that's great. If you're into that stuff, go check out Lewis and Eddie. They're working on, I know they have more stuff planned in the pipe. I wish I had more of an idea as to where I'm taking business building and beyond this year. I don't. I don't because I'm going to be honest. I got some feedback. I was actually talking to a friend of mine yesterday about it. I got some feedback about some of the shows that I've done in the past. And, I kind of got told as to, not told, but really shamed about how I use my time. And I felt like if I... You know, running a business is one thing, but having this platform is another. And I think I wasn't really shamed about what I was teaching, because what I teach is from experience and from what my personal experience is and what I have seen work in the past. That wasn't the problem. I think the problem was that me as Martha, and how and what I do, and that is seen on social media, I was kind of shamed for my time being spent. And I kind of felt like, okay, then I should probably scale back a little bit and not do that anymore, because I have a full plate of work. And so I felt like it was time to back off of that. And I think that is it's a time management thing, obviously, but I felt like, I felt shamed because, you know, there's so much going on, and that I don't know if it was just like, maybe just to them, it maybe felt like I wasn't really working as hard, or I'm not exactly sure, but the thing is I let people get into my head, and I have let too many people get in my head about things that I probably shouldn't let them get in my head. And so, I pulled back for that reason. And so, not anymore. yeah. So, I think that's it. I just wanted to let you guys know what was going on with MDMC and what we're doing. And, there's just a lot. There's a lot going on. And I know I said that in stories, if you follow the MDMC IG page. I really can't go into a lot of the details of what we've got going on because it's all under construction. And usually I tell you guys towards the end of it, but there will be changes to this channel. I feel like we are definitely on an upward trend in getting some stuff done. And I've been debating, is this Business Building and Beyond season 3? Is it continuation of season 2? I don't really know. I have to really sit down and really think about the objective of what do you want to see? What will you benefit from us being here? What do you want to hear about? What do you want to learn about? I really want to get that gauge out there because I don't necessarily know how to move forward. And as a marketer, I should know, but I don't. And I'm just trying to figure out between timing and time management and the future of this show, what we're going to do. Because, you know, in the beginning, this was a show that we ran because we were in the middle of a pandemic and we were only dealing with like 3 clients at the time. Again, now we're dealing with 15, and a lot of those require my time. I wish you guys can see. I love all my clients, and I love everything that I'm doing for them. But, you know, it sucks so badly when you're working on one thing and you have a client complaining about not seeing something on the other and not seeing, you know, stuff happening. And it's like, you know, we're working on it just because we can't get it out to you fast enough, you know? And, it's kind of a downer sometimes because, you know, you could be working so hard yet people don't think you're working so hard. And it's like, yo, everything's set up, everything's in a pipe. It's all ready to go. And, it's discouraging sometimes because it's like, you know, you put in so much work and yet you have people who will send you messages like, yo, where's this? Where's that? I'm like, it's coming. It's coming. Calm down. But it's part of the business. You know, this is kind of what I've signed up for. And I'm very grateful to all my clients. But sometimes I don't want to be bothered with stuff. I'm like, yo, let me work. Let me just work and get this done for you. And just, you know, I have never failed you, and I'll never fail you in the future, but sometimes it's tough. And sometimes at the end of the day, I just want to throw my phone. And then there are days like these past couple of days where I've been up all night and I've just been working. I just, you know, being an entrepreneur is a, you know, 15-hour-a-day job. It's not easy. It's not easy by any means. And I wish people knew that because it is taking a toll, and that's one of the reasons why I've had to you know, say, you know, business comes first before this. You know, marketing MDMC isn't the bottom of my list at the moment. The top of the list is everyone that pays for our services. So is what it is. But I just wanted to come in and say Happy New Year to everybody. I'll give you guys a quick little life update. Stuff is crazy, but we're working through it. And yeah, we'll be over COVID hopefully soon. This was nuts. I never thought I'd get it, but it is what it is. But I want to thank you all for your continued support and your appreciation. I want to thank everyone who requested a holiday card. I do have some left over, but it makes no sense to send these out now. But for the big stack that I ordered, this is all I had left. So I want to thank everyone who actually gave a shit and wanted a card from us. I mean, obviously we paid for the stamp, but we appreciate anyone who is willing to support us. It's discouraging at times when, and especially on Facebook, but we see how many people are watching but not engaging with us, and that pisses me off to the nth degree, because I know you're watching. I know a lot of people use Facebook as surveillance, and I think that I don't know what it is about. I don't know if it's myself. I don't know if it's the content. I don't know what it is, but you know, sometimes, you know, we put a lot of work into these videos or specific content that goes out on social, and yet it doesn't get any love. And I think that it's really shitty that people that you have never met, you support all day long, but people you do know, you won't. And it's just, it's a little disheartening, I'm not gonna lie. But I guess if you're watching and you're seeing to see if we're gonna succeed, well, I got news for you, honey. We're succeeding. We're succeeding very well. So stay tuned for all the cool MDMC news on all of our social channels. And I will be back with Business Building and Beyond in some form or fashion. So see you soon.